Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Okay, I was going to save this one for the 8 o'clock hour when John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, joins us on the show. I can't wait. I got to play it now for you. You know, it's 6:06 in the morning. Why not have a little bit of fun kicking things off here with your random start, as always, for the morning here. Let's see. Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg. Did you guys hear what Whoopi Goldberg had to say on The View? Of course you didn't, unless you heard it somewhere else, because you don't waste your time watching The View. Well, luckily, somebody else wasted their time watching The View and shared this clip with us. I think this came from Media Research TV, MRC TV. I just mentioned those guys yesterday on the show, but I think the DailyWire.com had this story as well. This was on ABC's The View. Whoopi Goldberg, whoopity-doo. You know, we've talked about the 30 percenters out there, you know, the 20 to 30% of the American people that still will vote for Joe Biden. They don't care how bad it gets. They don't care how bad things get. They don't care that we're on the brink of World War III. They don't care about the Mexican drug cartels targeting Native American women with fentanyl, meth, violence, you name it. They don't care about any of that. They are still going to vote for Joe Biden and John Tester. They don't care how bad things get. They will still vote for Joe Biden and John Tester. They don't care how much these guys have figuratively crapped the bed. They have figuratively crapped the bed. When you look at what's happening in this country under these two characters, Joe Biden and John Tester, they have figuratively crapped the bed. Pardon my French. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. If you're awake, you're just like, whatever. I'm just trying to wake up. Or you've been on the overnight shift. You're just trying to stay awake at this point. So, but Whoopi Goldberg doesn't care that Joe Biden has figuratively crapped the bed. In fact, Whoopi Goldberg said yesterday she doesn't care if he literally craps the bed.
I don't care if he's pooped his pants. I don't care if he can't put a sentence together. Show me he can't do the job, and then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time to go. Now, he had a bad night the first time that he went out and debated with Kamala Harris. And everybody wanted him to quit then, say, you can't talk to women like this. You're doing this wrong. You're doing that wrong. He came back, said, you know what? I got it, and gave 4 years. So, yeah, I have poopy days all the time.
Oh, Whoopi Goldberg, is that a surprise to anybody? Is that a surprise to anybody that Whoopi Goldberg has poopy days all the time? If you've watched even 30 seconds of that show, you can just tell that, let's just say, it's a very Adam Schiffy show. The whole show is full of Adam Schiff. But show me that he can't do the job. Look at what is going on all around you, Whoopi Goldberg. The Nile ain't just a river in Egypt. Show me he can't do the job. Joe Biden and John Tester have figuratively crapped the bed in a whole host of ways. All right, we'll get back to talking Adam Schiff after this.
Securing America.
Nearly 40 world leaders will be in Washington this week for the 75th anniversary NATO summit, which starts today. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
The summit will deepen our extraordinary transatlantic bond and strengthen our shared security.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg admits the war in Ukraine and its impact on world security will be a major topic.
Russia must understand that they're not able to wait those out.
But the controversy over President Biden's cognitive abilities and ability to lead militarily threatened to loom over the summit. California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa on Fox Business.
The president, as he has not been for most of the 3.5 years, isn't capable of being the commander in chief.
But White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says that viewpoint is mistaken.
We're not picking up any signs of that from our allies at all. Quite the contrary.
The summit runs through Thursday. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Of course, Chuck Schumer is going to stand by Joe Biden. Now it all makes sense why John Tester didn't say squat. Did you guys see this? Again, John Tester, two-faced Tester. He plays a tough guy on TV in all of his TV commercials that are paid for by Chuck Schumer. But he's really not. He's a big old coward. He's a big old chicken. He's a big old crybaby. That's why he's too afraid to come on a show like this and take your phone calls. I've even offered it up. Hey, you don't even have to, you know, take questions from me. You just come in here, take phone calls from Montana. Nope. That's what he really doesn't want. That's what he's really afraid of is you and the people of Montana. But anyway, did you guys see? So John Tester finally put a statement out after going into hiding for several days following Joe Biden's disastrous debate performance. Trying to find it here. My show prep got all scrambled here. So let me see if I can find it real fast for you. Anyway, I'll pull out the statement for you here. Actually, I'll just go into Twitter. That's going to be a lot faster because I know I just shared this phony statement from the phony John Tester. Yeah, he goes into hiding for several days, does absolutely nothing, and then I'm getting all these stinking alerts on my phone. For Pete's sake, come on here. He goes into hiding, says absolutely nothing following Joe Biden's disastrous debate performance, and come on, let's go internet, let's get moving here. Come on, it's 6:14 in the morning. We're up. You should be up. This is taking forever. Good night. Okay. Anyway, the guy says nothing. He says, well, Joe Biden needs to prove that he's up for the job. What do you mean he needs to prove he's up for the job? John Tester, you just told us, you literally just told us that Joe Biden, you've spent plenty of time with Joe Biden behind the scenes. In fact, that's why you endorsed his campaign, you claimed. You have already endorsed the guy. You said he is 100% with it, and you said he's doing a good job. And for those who think I'm just making this stuff up, here you go. Navy SEAL veteran and Republican Senate candidate Tim Sheehy just shared this via Instagram, I think yesterday.
If Joe wants to run, he should run for another 4 years. Yeah.
I'm endorsing Joe Biden for president. Joe's the right guy for this country. He's the right guy for president. We need Joe Biden as president.
He's absolutely 100% with it. He's fine. And he's doing a good job of supporting him in that. Because I think the leadership that he's provided has been pretty good.
Yeah, and obviously it hasn't. We are on the brink of World War III. Once I transfer this other soundbite over for you that I just pulled up off the Fox News Radio website, I'll share with you what President Donald J. Trump had to say about it all here. Let me see. I thought I already transferred it in, but let's give it one more shot here. All right. Yeah, President Trump did a big interview with Sean Hannity last night. I imagine Sean may talk about that in his morning update here at later this hour of the show when we run it for you at 6:50. Okay, here we go. Yeah, my Fox News clips are finally going to transfer over for me. There we go. A little right-click action. Okay, and what is going on here? All right. Anyway, man, my goodness. All right, here we go. Come on now. Open up. Whatever. Okay. He's got us on the brink of World War III. I mean, look at inflation. We've been doing this inflation tour all across Montana talking with folks. I've talked with senior citizens who were retired and living comfortably, enjoying retirement when Donald J. Trump and Mike Pence were president and vice president of the United States. And then Joe Biden and John Tester take over. And look what happens. Now they've got to take a second job. They've got to take on a job when they were retired to pay the bills because of everything getting so expensive from Joe Biden and John Tester's massive inflation. I mean, we ran into moms at the grocery store that, you know, are pulling around three kids and filling up with groceries. And they're like, holy cow, it seems like this stuff is three times more expensive now than it used to be. And on we go. And that is what is happening here. And yet Whoopi Goldberg says, prove to me that he can't do the job. That's already been proven to you, Whoopi. I mean, NATO is meeting in Washington, D.C. this week. And listen to the news updates as they play throughout the morning here. Oh, my goodness. Look at it. We got this problem. We got that problem. We got all this stuff going on. Things were much better when Donald Trump and Mike Pence were in charge. Compared to now. And polling is now even backing that up. There was a new poll that came out showing how, you know, the majority of the American people see it blatantly obvious, a stark contrast, and they see how much better things were under Trump and Pence than they are now under Biden and Tester and, of course, Kamala Harris. Although, you know, isn't it interesting? All this talk about replacing Joe Biden from the ticket, and yet nobody is seriously talking about Kamala Harris being the candidate. Apparently, these Hollywood celebrities and some Democrat operatives, some senior Democrat operatives, are now floating this idea that a bunch of Hollywood celebrities would basically moderate a discussion, and then the Democrat Party elites would then choose who the next candidate is going to be. None of them are making it seem as though Kamala Harris would be the heir apparent, because she's been just as bad as Joe Biden. And that's without 10 visits from the neurologist in the last year.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, this week, the cattle industry summer business meeting is underway in San Diego, California, and our network's Lane Nordland is standing by from the event.
Hey, Russell, that's right. There's cattlemen and women from across the nation here in San Diego this week for the cattle industry summer business meeting. And joining us today from Sidney, Montana, the Region 5 Vice President for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Jim Steinbeiser, joins us. And Jim, policy creation is really the heart of this summer business meeting. Then, of course, that going to the annual convention. How important is it for producers and states to bring forth policy for the organization and for the rule book and the policy book that NCBA follows?
That drives what we do, Lane. This is the meat and potatoes of this organization. It drives what our staff does. It drives what leadership does. And we'll be talking about policy at our caucus meeting. Just getting everybody on the same page. Hopefully we can all support it, or if we got questions, we can talk about those before we talk about it at committee meetings tomorrow.
Now, obviously, government regulation, court rulings are a big issue for cattlemen and women in the countryside. Seeing that Chevron deference overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, a big win in the eyes of the NCBA. What's your perspective on that as a volunteer leader?
Yeah, that's a huge win for us, Lane. This Supreme Court's been very good to us, and we can thank President Trump for that. This is going to really help curtail regulations for our industry and for many industries throughout the nation. Congress will have a little more pressure now. If they want to make some tough decisions, they got to do it themselves through lawmaking, not give it to agencies to make those tough decisions.
Well, again, a lot is happening. This is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what's happening here, Russell, this week in San Diego. We'll touch base here later today, but from San Diego, I'll send it back to you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Lane. Hey, by the way, our coverage this week from the Cattle Industry Summer Business Meeting is brought to you by Ag Risk Advisors, providing risk management solutions for farmers and ranchers. Learn more at agriskadvisors.com. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
At AgWest, we know agriculture isn't just a business. It's a way of life. So we're here to help operations succeed for generations to come by supporting our customer members and the rural communities where we live and work. From small family businesses to large operations, AgWest brings the experience and financial know-how to help you grow your best future. Find out how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Boyd Heilig here, president of the Montana Grain Growers Association. Myself and NOG Secretary Nathan Kane have been diligently working with both Montana and other national leaders in D.C. to help shape key issues within the upcoming Farm Bill. The current versions look promising, and MGGA approval of crop insurance enhancement, strengthening the reference price to match cost of production, and MAP and FMD funding increases. We look forward to seeing the 2024 Farm Bill pass and be put into action for our constituents.
Well, the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation is pleased to announce that Karen Clark has been selected as its next executive vice president, and she'll begin transitioning to her new role on July 17th. Now, she'll partner with outgoing executive vice president Ken Hamilton through October when he officially retires. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
That's right. Bring on the random unwokeness, Tim and Savage. 6:06 in the morning. Bring on the random unwokeness. That's right. You know, it's we joke that the 8 o'clock hour every Tuesday when John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, joins us on the show, that it's the most unwoke hour of the week. We might as well just make it the most unwoke day of the week. Why not? Why not? Okay, let me share this statement from the two-faced tester that really says nothing. Really says nothing. Again, this guy is so phony. Such a phony. Let's see. Fox News has this here as well. Vulnerable Democrat senator breaks silence on Biden's fitness. Break silence on Biden's fitness. No, he has been talking about Biden's fitness for a long time now. He told us Joe Biden is 100% with it. He told us that Joe Biden is doing a good job. Oh, but now, after his own supporters even saw the fact that John Tester has been lying about Joe Biden because of so many people that tuned into the Trump-Biden debate a couple of Thursdays ago, oh, now John Tester has been exposed. So now he has to do the old flip-flop, flat-top thing again here. The phony guy needs to come out and make it look like he's saying something without really saying anything whatsoever. He says this in a prepared statement, which is important to point out because John Tester is too afraid to actually talk about this himself and face any follow-up questions, no matter how wimpy those follow-up questions might be. He says this: President Biden has got to prove to the American people, including me, that he's up to the job for another 4 years. I thought he already proved that to you, John. And then he says this. This is where the phoniness is just, my goodness. This is too much, even for 6:29 in the morning. Meanwhile, I'll continue to do what I've always done. Stand up to President Biden when he's wrong and protect our Montana way of life. Have you noticed how he adds that line to every canned statement he puts out? Our Montana way of life. Oh, yeah, then why do you have an F from the NRA? Guns, the Second Amendment. That's part of our Montana way of life. In fact, we wouldn't really have our Montana way of life if it wasn't for that. And not just for hunting, self-defense, you know, tyrannical government. There's all sorts of reasons why the Second Amendment is our part of our Montana way of life. He basically stole that phrase from Governor Greg Gianforte and the Republicans, who had that as a central theme in their campaign. And so here's John Tester. I've got to pretend to be Governor Greg Gianforte. I've got to pretend to be a Republican in order to hold on to my job. I've got to pretend to support Donald Trump, even though I was the guy who jumped on TV and said, you got to punch him in the face. The guy is a straight up phony, and he said nothing. Oh, Joe Biden. He didn't say whether Joe Biden should step down or whether he still supports Joe Biden. He said nothing.
Fox News. I'm TJ Pappas. Senate Democrats meet today for the first time since President Biden's debate debacle. Many lawmakers are questioning his health and should he remain in the race. Fox's Jillian Turner at the White House with more in a report from Politico.
They say dozens more lawmakers, even some who say they are with Biden, are harboring serious doubts now about their nominee in private. According to interviews with more than 30 folks on Capitol Hill, there is widespread anxiety over which route would be worse, sticking with Biden instead trying to toss him out.
The president hosts NATO leaders today for the start of the big summit. Beryl now slamming Arkansas, but not for leaving people without power in Southeast Texas.
2 million people without power, and the heat is going to be really oppressive today for parts of Texas.
Fox News meteorologist Janice Dean, America's listening to Fox News.
So Senate Democrats are having their meeting. Chuck Schumer already came out and endorsed Joe Biden. Mark Levin apparently said this yesterday. I missed it, unfortunately, on the radio, but the Disney family in Libby, Montana caught it. Mark Levin says this. When it comes to the Democrats, the issue is never what's best for the nation. It's always about what's best for the Democrats and their party. They knew that Biden was bad off, but with deceit, denial, and intimidation, they continued the lie and would continue to do so until they can get to the election in November. A cabal run all around Biden via layers of lies and deceit. Will anyone be held accountable? Such a national betrayal on so many fronts. All right, one thing I want to play for you. I got permission from Matthew Boyle, Breitbart News, to share his interview with Montana Senator Steve Daines, the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, talking about what happens if Democrats retain control of the Senate.
So you're the chairman, obviously, of the NRSC. That's the party committee charged with retaking the majority for the Republicans in the Senate. Lay out the strategy for us. How do you do it? We're at 49-51 right now. How do we get to 51 or more for the Republicans?
Well, the margins really have never been narrower in terms of numeric. We were a 50-50 Senate last Congress. We're 49-51 in this Congress. But the ideological divide between Republicans and Democrats has just never been larger. I mean, Kamala Harris has broken more ties as vice president than any vice president in the nation's history. We've had 47 vice presidents. She's number one. She's broken some major consequential type ties where, for example, the $1.9 trillion stimulus package, borrowing all this money, launching in the economy, borrowed money that was inflationary. You look at the Inflation Reduction Act, that was an incredibly terrible piece of legislation passed on a tie-breaking vote by Kamala Harris. So you take a look at what's...
You can't separate business.
Hold on 1 second. Apparently that little ad snuck in there. So let me re-cue that up for you. Yeah, I had to record the audio on my own trying to pack in all the show prep yesterday morning, rolling solo for the show prep. So let me re-cue that up for you. After the break. In the meantime, I kicked off the show at the top of the 6 o'clock hour, with Whoopi Goldberg. Talking about how she doesn't care if Joe Biden literally craps his pants. She will still support Joe Biden for president. And I made the point, he's got us on the brink of World War III. His policies are figuratively crapping the bed already. Here's what President Trump had to say with Hannity last night.
We're heading into World War III, in my opinion, with this man semi-running things, because he's not running things.
Now, Trump also told Hannity that he thinks Biden will stay in the race.
It looks to me like he may very well stay in. He's got an ego, and he doesn't want to quit. He doesn't want to do that. It just looks to me like that's what he wants.
All right, back to the Daines Breitbart interview after this, talking about the strategy for taking back control of the U.S. Senate, taking back control of the country, because it's out of control right now.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I got it queued up for you now. Here we go. Senator Steve Daines doing an interview with Matthew Boyle, Breitbart News, and we got permission to share this with you. Boyle talking to the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee about the strategy for taking back control of the U.S. Senate.
So you take a look at what's up right now in the Senate. We've got to find candidates working with President Trump that can win not only primary elections, but general elections. Look, winners make policy, losers go home. The consequences of losing right now are profound, because if we don't take back the majority and the Democrats are in charge, they will blow up the filibuster. That means D.C. and Puerto Rico are now states. That means four Democrat senators in perpetuity. They will also move the Supreme Court from 9 to 13 justices. They'll pack the court. And last, they will pass their one of their favorite bills, the left, and that's the federal takeover of all the elections. You know, our founding fathers feared concentration of power. That's why we have the separation of powers, both in terms of the three branches of government, but the separation of powers between the federal government and the states, the principles of federalism. This bill would remove any voter ID laws that states have passed. It would be all mail-in ballots. It would not have cutoffs on, you know, Tuesday night, on election night at, you know, 8 p.m., have a long tail of maybe 2 or 3 weeks to get all the ballots. And you can see we lose complete control of elections. The left does irreparable harm to this country with a power grab that will make it very difficult to ever get a center-right government elected in Washington again.
The only thing standing between them, where they've been in the majority for the last two Congresses, the 50-50 Senate you talked about there, where Kamala is the tiebreaker for the majority, in this Congress where it's 51-49, the only thing standing in the way of them doing all of those things you just talked about there are two retiring, supposedly independent senators who have left the Democrat Party but still caucus with the Democrats. They're both leaving this cycle.
So if they
hold the majority, they're going to do all this.
So they tried what they call nuke the filibuster in the last Congress. But Sinema and Manchin were the only two that stood with us, and both have announced retirement. So there are no more Democrats that are going to stand to protect the filibuster, which means it's a simple 50 vote plus one threshold to put these radical changes in our laws, including, imagine, the Second Amendment, the gun-grabbing legislation they would pass with just 51 votes. And by the way, if you don't believe me, go read what Adam Schiff has written. It's sad to report that Adam Schiff is probably going to be the next U.S. senator from California. He telegraphed this in writing earlier this year. So that's their strategy. We cannot let them succeed. And that's why we've got to get at least 51 Republicans in the United States Senate in January of 25.
All right, there you go. Sounds like that interview took place here in Montana. Based on the birds I could hear in the background there, must have been out on Senator Daines' place outside of Belgrade, Montana. But the point that he was talking about there, by the way, if you want to see that full video, read the write-up here by Matthew Boyle of Breitbart News. I think Matthew Boyle also just did an interview with Steve Bannon, the political prisoner Steve Bannon. So that's something I want to go back and listen to as well here. But Senator Daines warns of Senate Democrats' plan for radical power grab, nuking the filibuster, packing the Supreme Court, making D.C. and Puerto Rico states. Yeah, that's something else that John Tester has already supported. And what people need to know, I think, what's the Montana angle here? What does this mean for those of us here in Montana? Whether you're political or not, you know, whether you lean left or lean right, here's why this should concern everybody in Montana, because it would take away power for Montana. It would strip away power for Montana. Now think about it. Later tonight in Malta, actually later this afternoon in Malta, Montana, at the golf course there, they've got a town hall meeting. They're talking about the recent St. Mary siphon failure. Massive irrigation project, massive water project all across the High Line of Montana. You remember former Democrat Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansfield, he'd always say, don't forget the High Line. I'll tell you what, you make D.C. a state, you make Puerto Rico a state, you give Democrats permanent control in Washington, D.C., Montana's power is weakened. We lose power in the Senate. We lose power. And if they keep counting illegal aliens, like John Tester voted in support of, if they keep counting illegal aliens in the census, we lose congressional representation. we lose Electoral College power. Montana loses power. How do you think we ever address things like the St. Mary Water Project, the Milk River Project? You lose power, you lose the ability to get things done like that. And John Tester is literally voting and is supporting efforts to create new states to weaken Montana's power, to take away congressional power from Montana, to take away Electoral College power from Montana. And it would screw over the High Line. It would screw over the whole state, frankly. And by the way, just how important is the Milk River Project to northern Montana? How important has it been for over 100 years? 18,000 residents get their drinking water from it. 1 million people are fed annually thanks to that water project. 140,000 acres of irrigated lands, 700-plus farms, 729 river miles of wildlife habitat and recreation. And we saw this recent failure here, another failure that happened under Joe Biden and John Tester's watch. But see, it's kind of like VA healthcare. It's like veterans healthcare. They actually capitalize off of the failures. See, if everything was working just fine, nobody would need to call them. Nobody would need to ask them for help. And then they don't get to come back and pretend to be heroes, right? Oh, I'm going to have my staff help you with your case at the VA. Why don't you fix the freaking VA so you don't have to have the casework from your staff in the first place? But see, they love it. They love it that you have to face all these problems and have to go begging their staff for help. And so that's why John Tester feeds off of this stuff, feeds off of creating the chaos so that he can then pretend to come back and help you. Maybe if they would have just fixed the stinking thing in the first place instead of sending all this money to Ukraine and all this money to these illegal aliens and drag queen story hours in Ecuador paid for by you, the people, you, the taxpayers, maybe they could actually fix things in America. But see, they don't want to fix things in America. They want the slow bleed. They want the slow trickle and then the massive failure. Because then they can say, oh, well, I just got money for a study. Oh, gee, thanks. Oh, don't worry, we're going to fund the repairs. Well, take your sweet little time. My goodness. If the private sector, if this happened in the private sector, these people would have been out of jobs a long time ago, a long time ago. But the other thing, so the point that Senator Daines was making here is these people, it is about power. It is not about what is best for the country. It's like what Mark Levin said, like the Disney family and Libby talked about. It is about power. They want power over all the things. This is the president of the NEA, the National Teachers Union. These people are nuts. These are the whack jobs that shut down your schools and set your kids a generation behind. These are the people that told you grandparents you couldn't go watch your grandkids play sports. These are the people that told you great teachers out there, shut up and wear your mask. Remember, the teachers voted against being forced to wear masks, but their union bosses, their corrupt union bosses in these teachers' unions said, shut up and wear your mask. We don't care what you, the teachers, you, the union members have to say. We, the union bosses, are telling you to shut up and wear your masks. This is Becky Pringle, the president of the NEA at their recent convention.
NEA, we have to win all the things, all the things. Are depending on us to win all the things. Keep going, NEA. To preserve our democracy, we must win all the things. Delegates, we won't go back. We will keep going forward because we are the NEA.
Ah, these are the people, again, that shut down your schools, that set your kids behind, that told grandparents you couldn't watch your kids play sports, that told you teachers to shut up and wear your masks. They want control over all the things, all the things. That's how seriously they're taking this election. How serious are you taking this election? And not just this election, not just the Senate race, not just the White House, but your county commissioner race in places like Gallatin County. Got a great phone call from David Dickey yesterday, by the way. school boards, city councils. They are working to take control of all the things, and it's not for the right reasons. It's not because it's what's best for teachers or what's best for kids. They made that blatantly obvious. It's for their own political power, and it's for them to line their own pockets with your union dues, your taxpayer dollars, and more.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You need a president that is strong physically and mentally and cognitively strong, and we've not had that. And then it raises questions about all of these people that have known about this and that have lied to us. Every single person in the state-run media mob, every Democrat, you know, feigning shock over Joe Biden's cognitive state, are flat out lying to you. They all claim to be truth tellers and legitimate journalists. They have covered up and flat out lied to the American people on not just Joe's cognitive state. They've gone along with the economy is fine and inflation is transitory and that the border is secure.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
In an era of escalating social unrest, rising crime rates, safeguarding your family has never been more critical. Now introducing the Byrner, the less lethal pistol launcher. It's a non-lethal defense option. Now, it's developed by common sense gun owners who value the power of choice. This device enables you to de-escalate dangerous situations effectively without the finality of lethal force. Byrner offers a safer, sensible alternative that can save lives on both ends and protecting the user, delivering formidable stopping power to deter any aggressor. The Byrner is ideal for those wary of traditional firearms. It provides an effective self-defense tool without deadly consequences. It's legal in all 50 states. No background check or permit required. It can be shipped directly to your door. It is an essential tool for responsible, non-lethal protection. Byrner, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You also get 10% off any purchase. Stay safe with Byrner, where smart defense meets innovation.
Association of Broadcasters.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, no, take your sweet little time. Take your sweet little time fixing infrastructure on the High Line, Joe Biden and John Tester. My goodness. I mean, again, we had Marco in Malta made the point last December. They could have paid for 100 St. Mary's projects with the money they sent over to Ukraine. And remember, we wouldn't have had a war in Ukraine if Donald J. Trump were still the president of the United States. And yet, look at all the money they so easily sent off to another country, but couldn't take care of St. Mary's. And they're taking their sweet little time fixing everything, aren't they? Taking their sweet little time. Here's another take your sweet little time story. This is from The Electric, which is a blog in Great Falls, a news website in Great Falls. I think run by a former Great Falls Tribune reporter. DOD certifies Sentinel program to continue despite cost overruns. The U.S. Defense Department released on July 8th the Nunn-McCurdy review of the Sentinel Intercontinental Ballistic Missile Program. So anyway, this is the update here. So bottom line, since we're short on time here now in this hour of the show, so the bottom line is, you guys know, we got nuclear missile silos all across Montana, central Montana in particular. You drive from Billings to Great Falls, you'll drive right past these nuclear missile silos. Part of John F. Kennedy's Ace in the Hole program. Now they're up for a major upgrade and renovation. It's requiring a whole bunch of infrastructure that's going to need to be put in across Montana. They're going to have man camps. They're going to build new roads. They're going to put in new electric infrastructure, all sorts of stuff we've covered before on this program. But it's the costs are overrunning big time, and they're having major delays. Now you watch. I think we've already seen this. The Biden administration is going to try to. They always do this. They throw somebody under the bus. It's never them. never their people. They always throw somebody else under the bus. They're going to throw some Air Force officer under the bus, blame him for their own bureaucratic bungling delays that come from big government politicians like Joe Biden and John Tester. But they'll throw some Air Force officer under the bus, and maybe he'll get to retire and, you know, have a nice pension. But here we are. Joe Biden, as Donald Trump pointed out earlier in a soundbite that I shared with you, has got us on the brink of World War III. You've got Russia, China advancing their weaponry, nuclear capabilities, all sorts of stuff. And yet, here's the Biden administration taking their sweet little time upgrading our ICBM system here in Montana and across the Upper Great Plains. Just take your sweet little time. My goodness. That was the other thing. When Donald Trump was president of the United States, he was a businessman. He was a builder. He knew how to get projects done on time and on budget. And that's what we saw. Once again, we saw things like this that just got moving and got done. He didn't take his sweet little time. And so just one more reason why we need to oust Joe Biden and John Tester this November and get some common sense back in there at the White House and get these important national security things up and running and much more. Just painful to see what's happening in this country right now. You know, I talk about pain. Some of you are like, yeah, I know what you mean by pain. I got these knees. I got this hip. I got this lower back. That's what some of you are saying out there. You know, we're going to have triple-digit temperatures this week. Some of you, you won't let the heat stop you from getting out and getting a hike in. Maybe you'll get a little higher country than you normally would be, you know, to escape the heat. And then some of you are thinking, I can't hike in the high country like I used to because of, you know, my achy joints. Well, let me tell you about QC Kinetics. They specialize in regenerative medicine. We're talking natural biologics. That's where they use your own body's healing power to repair and restore damaged tissue without the downtime, without the surgery, without the meds, you name it. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263.